When UNC and TCU kick off the 2026 college football season in Dublin tomorrow, it will have been 362 days since one of the most hyped and most disappointing nights in Carolina football history. The Chapel Bill era began with a whimper in Keenan Stadium last September 1st, as the Horned Frogs hopped all over the Tar Heels in a 48-14 blowout win. It set the stage for a disastrous 4-8 UNC season that made as much news off the field as on it. But a new season means new hopes and expectations for the Tar Heels, who are seeking to turn over a new leaf, or clover, in Ireland. The cacophonous hype of last offseason is gone. In its place are pessimistic predictions of another 4-win campaign, or worse. But what better way to flush all the bad memories of last year than by exacting sweet revenge against the team that started it all? That's certainly a dream worth chasing, even for newcomers like receiver Mason Humphrey. Already, Humphrey said, he's gauged the importance of tomorrow's game.
They definitely have a lot of bad blood in their mouth still from last year, so they were just basically telling me, you know, get on the train before it leaves, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're welcoming me in like a brother, and they're going to treat me like a brother on and off the field. So I have to respect what they say and, you know, get on the train with them and let's go. Let's go on this ride.
That ride will once again see UNC featured on national television in a showcase game. Whatever happens in the Aviva Stadium will define, for better or worse, the national narrative around the Tar Heels in 2026. Should Carolina fall flat on its face once again, it will be very difficult to reverse public opinion on Chapel Bill 2.0. Those stakes and that stage don't seem to intimidate the players, though. During fall camp, the Tar Heels spoke of a much closer locker room, one ready to change the narrative around Chapel Hill. Here's running back Jalen McGill.
Our coaching staff has done a good job at putting the right players in the locker room. And how we attacked this offseason was amazing. The brotherhood that we have, and I'm ready to go to battle with those guys. I know they'll be right behind me, and I'm going to be right behind them.
So how can the Tar Heels flip the script and beat the Horned Frogs tomorrow? Fans are certainly hopeful the new offense under the guidance of Bobby Petrino will help matters, as Petrino looks to revitalize a group which sputtered more often than not last year. Players on both sides of the ball have complimented Petrino's complexity and adaptability during camp, but his philosophy is boiled down to one simple guiding principle: running the damn ball. For sophomore Damon June, who ended 2025 as UNC's leading rusher, that's a tantalizing prospect.
We're going to run at you, not going to go side to side, not trying to be fancy with it, just, you know, downhill, get down, play tough. Yeah, like I said, being able to go run right at somebody and having them to come back the next play and have the same thing over and over again is just, you know, a good feeling, like, especially when it gets going.
That old school approach will stand in stark contrast to the relatively new phenomenon of international college football. Tomorrow's game is just the 12th ever to be played in Ireland and is the first ever trip for the UNC program. For many on the team, including veteran receiver and newly minted captain Jordan Shipp, it will be their first trip outside the United States. But similar to Petrino's workmanlike attitude toward moving the football, Shipp said he's not getting caught up in the pageantry of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. This is, after all, a business trip.
I'm not really like going for like, you know, like a vacation. I'm trying to do whatever we can to go win a football game. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. We're not really going to do anything extra, a bunch of extra stuff, and we're going to go, we're going to practice, we're going to get our lifts in. Nothing's going to change. We're just in another country, another time zone.
That would seem to be the opposite approach from the one the Tar Heels took last September, when the national TV lights were clearly too bright. Now, UNC is navigating the season as just another team, one which, like so many other squads coming off a bad season, is eager after a long summer to finally put a winning product out on the field. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.